Oman Ganadvarandasya Garanjana Shulakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Vyasa Puja Function Ki Jai Srila Vyasa Muni Ki Jai. So this is Vyasa Puja, where we worship Vyasadeva. And the gurus that represent Vyasadeva. And mostly in the Shankara, Dvaitin Sampradaya, Vaishnav Sampradaya, Sub Sampradaya, all the Vaishnav Sampradayas, and even the Advaitin Mayavad, they worship on Guru Purnima in July. Guru Purnima, Vyasa Purnima. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava and some other Ramanandi, some other Alagalaga Sampradayas, don't know, there's 2 days puja, Vyasa Puja, Guru Puja on Guru Purnima in Asad or July. Then the Janam Tithi, Guruji, Janam Tithi Din, or Tithi Day, on the day of his birth, then we do also puja. It's more personal. And so in this, especially in Gaudiya Vaishnav, this is Prem Dharma. Gaudiya means Prem Dharma. So Prem Dharma is very, very personal. So even on the appearance, Avirbhav, Tirobhav, the Avirbhav, Prakash, birth, Janam. Janma karma chame divyam yoven yome veti tatvadaha. Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvadaha. We should tatva, know about the Krishna janam and Krishna lila. What is Krishna's lila? Lila vichar, lila tatva, lila sadanta. So that is Krishna's janam. We celebrate Bhagavan, we celebrate the avirbhav. We don't celebrate when he leaves this world, because it's unhappiness. But Vaishnava, we celebrate Avirbhav and Dhirobhav, Mahutsav. So then the question is, that because the Guru, he's representing Vyasadeva, so it's called Vyasa Puja, the worship of Vyasadeva, the representative. He's representing, what is Guru representing? Guru is representing the words of God. Bhagavan Uvacha, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Vach, Bhagavan Vag, his words, Gita Upanishad, Bhagavat, Bhagavan Uvacha, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, Mame Vaishyasi Satyam Te Pratijana, Priyosme, Pratijana, become a Priyajana, Krishna Priyajan. Krishna's telling Gita, hey Arjun, hey Bhadajiva, hey samsarik, conditioned soul, birth and death, janma mrityu, jara vyadi, listen, sunye, become bhakta, Krishna bhakt, become bhakta. And how do you become bhakta? Manmana bhavamad bhakto. Always think of me, manman. Your mind, should think of me, Arjun. Think of God. Bhagavan Chinta. Think of Bhagavan Shochan. Think of God. If you think of someone, then you'll think, well, who is he? What is his name? Where does he live? What does he like? What does he not like? When you think about a person, you think about the person's lakshan, gun and lakshan, characteristics and qualities. So then you make inquiry, prashna. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshana. You find a God-man, a tatvadarshi, tatvadarshi. He has darshan, he understands Ved, Rigved, Upanishads, Puran, Itihas, Samhita. And then he has seen the Siddhanta, the Tattvasara, Siddhantasara, the essence of Ved, Shastra. What is the essence of Ved? The essence is Prem. Prem is based on surrender, Sharanagati Prabhu. No surrender, no submission, no Prem. First submission, first Sarva Dharman Prityaja. Mam Ekam, Sharanam Braja. Ek Sharan. Shelter, protection, Palana. Palana. Maintainer. Gopal. The maintainer is God. Vishnu, Ram, Krishna. Not my paisa, my crores, my insurance, my job. This is asat. Fallible soldiers. So then, first, this is not the end of Gita. This is the beginning. Sharanagati. Now, submission. Man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan. But before Krishna samarpan, man, tan, dan, guru samarpan. Guru samarpan pele, then guru kripa, then guru kripa lelo, then Krishna. You get the mercy of guru, then you can attain Krishna. Krishna prapti. Mukti prapti. Bina guru mukti nahi. Prem nahi. So the question is, what does guru give? Many of you had diksha. Some new haven't. So we see in the, what is the jiv, the tattva, jivatma. What is the nature of the jiv? Anu chit, very small particle. Anu chit. Vibhu chit, big consciousness, Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavanti, Shabdyate, Bhagavatam. Vedanti, Tat, Tatvividas, Yad, Taj, Gyanam, Advayam. The Advai Gyan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavanti, Shabdyate. Bhagavan, Vibhu Chaitanya, or Vibhu Chit, unlimited, Ananta Chit, consciousness, God, Bhagavan Chit, has three aspects. Bhagavan, Paramatma, and this Brahman, light, all-pervading light, localized Paramatma, Antaryami Paramatma, and the atom Paramatma, and the cow, Gavi Hashchani, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmani Gavi Hashchani, Shuni Cheva Svapakeja, Pandita Samadarshana, God in everywhere, local. God in the heart of the cow. God in the heart of the man. Inside the heart. Antaryami. Enter inside. Paramatma. Super soul. Everywhere. God. We can touch God. Yes, God is in your heart. God is in your heart. Pakki. Pakshu. Paksha. Pakki. And Guleri. Everywhere. Kachua. God inside. Paramatma. But then one more higher. Bhagavan, Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari, Tomabina Dukkahari. Tomabina Dukkahari. Without you, my Lord, without the mercy of God, without the song, Vamsuri, Vamshi Dari, Vansuri, without hearing the song of God, if we don't hear the song of God, Bhagavan Gan Shuno, then we're in samsara, duk and suk. Vamshi Dhari. He says, Dukkha Hari. Oh, hey Bhagavan. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Hey Govind, please help me. Gorbacha, save me. I'm suffering. Dukkha Hari. Take away, Hari, take away my miseries. And then he hears the call of Sharanagati. Sharanagati Gan, the song of surrender, the jiva, the Buddha jiva, conditioned soul. Hey Bhagavan, save me, Gorbachev, help me. Then Bhagavan plays his Vamshi, the song of God. The song of God starts beyond the Paravyom, comes inside in the coverings of the universe. Comes through Tapalok, Maharlok, Janalok, Brahmalok, then Swargalok, Gandharvalok, Kinaralok, then Bulok. And that's it. Doesn't go down. Patalok. Bulok. Bhumi, Earth, planet. The song of God comes. Ah. Ah. You hear? Did you hear that? Soon. 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 Ah. Song of God. What is the song of God? Bhagavad Gita. Gita Upanishad is in English, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, song of God, Govinda Gita, Govinda Gita, song of Govinda, Jayadev, Goswami. So the Nitya Buddha, conditioned soul, the samsarika, he hears the song of God. Surrender, sarva dharman prityaja. Ishvara ham aham bogi, siraham balavan suki. What is this? Aswara Sampat. Yeke. Kyakare. Ishvara aham, aham bogi, siraham balavan suki. Hey, Ravana, hey, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. You think Ishvara aham, you think you're the controller? Huh? I'm Jagadishvara. I'm Jagannath. Who are you, Ravana? Who are you? Hiranyakashipu. Hey, Suno, no, do you know who I am? Ishwaraham, aham bogi, I'm bogi. Bhalavan Suki, hey, look, I defeated Indra, Brahma, I'm Hiranyakashipu. Ah. And the Sringa said, oh yeah? See who I am? Narahari Bhagavan, Narasringha. Namaste Narasringhaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasringhaya. Namaste Tejas Tejas Yavir Avir Bhava Vajranaka Vajranak Karmashayan Randaya Randaya Vajranaka Vajranak. His nails are like lightning bolt. Rip you apart, Ishvara Ham Ahambogi Katam Hogya. He he he. Ahambogi Katam Hogya. He he he. Ha ha ha. Bye, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad, Prahlad, ah, my Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad. So the song of God, Bhagavad Gita. So Guru comes to sing the song of God. He vibrates, Guru Vani, Guru Vani, Shastra Vani. Tattvavani. Guru sees God, experiences God. Pratyaksha Bhagavam Dharmyam. Raja Vidya Rajaguyam. Bhagavad Gita Shloka. Raja Vidya Rajaguyam. Pavitram Paramambhamam. Pratyaksha Bhagavam Dharmyam. Susukam Kartam Avyayam. Susukam. Not Suk. Oh, I want Suk. I give me woman. Give me woman, give me suk. Ek stri lelo. Oh, everywhere. Mangala titi, aj mangala titi, kal mangala titi, vivaha titi. This is good vivaha titi. Anyone want to get married? Aj vivaha titi, hey, okay. Oh, give me woman. Suk prapti. Indriya suk. Ah, nothing. Indriyanant, ah! Tuchavat, tuchavat, tuchavat! Mitun, bhog, food, nothing! Then sevanand, premanand. So Bhagavan is telling, what is this? He's telling Gita, Arjun, listen, Rajavidya, Rajavidya, Rajaguyam. Guya. Guya means secret. It's a secret. Shh. Aham Brahmasmi. You're not the body. Indian nahi. American nahi. Ruski nahi. Stri nahi. Admi nahi. Atma. Jiva. Acha. Raja Vidya. Raja Guyam. Pavitram. Pavitram. Paramam Bhavan. This knowledge is supremely pure. Ati, 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 pavitra. Gita, gyan, bhakti gyan. All right, Bhagavan, I believe you. It's the, it's a king of knowledge. It's the king Raj of Vidya. It's the Vidyasar, the tattva, the essence. And it's secret. No one knows. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yadati siddhaye. Krishna tells in Gita. Manushanam sahasreshu, sahasra, lakhs of manu. Koi understanding nahi. Ek shloka Bhagavad Gita, understand no. Follow no. Achar no. Nothing. All dushtaman. Dushtajan. Kali Yuga. So what Arjuna is saying, Krishna, I understand. It's very purifying. But how will I know? How will I know it's purifying? You're saying pavatram, rajavidya, rajaguyam, pavatram, pavrambamam. Okay, it's the king of knowledge. Okay, you spoke it. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavatam Gita. How will I know it is king? How will I know it's purifying? Arjuna is asking. And Krishna is telling, yes. I am not a cheater, Arjuna. I am not kapat guru. I'm not kapat. Kapat guru, cheater. I am Bhagavan, Adi Guru, Adi Shishya Brahma, Parampra, Krishna, Brahma, Narad, Vyas. I am Asli Guru, Bhagavan. Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam. My Dharma, my Sanatana Dharma is Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha. That's the difference. Pratyaksha means Prakash. Manifest, like the sun comes in the morning, rises, Prakash, Surya Prakash. People have names like that. Surya Prakash. Surya Prakash light bulbs or whatever. Prakash light tubes, you know. Sun comes up. Ah, Prakash. Jai Sri Narayan, Sri Narayan. Om Bhur Bhuvatswa. Sri Narayan. Prakash. My Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, it is Prakash. It is not kapat, it is not cheating. It's not chalak dharma. It's real, asli, original, from me. I am the dharma pati, God, Bhagavan. And you will, you follow this knowledge of Gita Arjuna. You will think of me, manmana bhavamad bhakta. You become my bhakt, Krishna bhakt. And you do madhyaji, you do my puja, archan, pujan, madhyaji, and you offer namaskar, obeisances, man, tan, man, buddhi, sense, indri, everything, Krishna seva, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, parasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanam, bhiranam, navavida bhakti. You do this, then you'll become my priya jana, you'll become my lover, you'll get my love. Krishna priya, Bhagavan priya, Bhagavat priya. Then you will come to me. You'll see it. I guarantee. Pratyaksha. It's beautiful. So this is this. The guru comes to tell this. What does guru give the disciple? He comes. This is the song. This is the song of God. These are the words of Krishna and Gita and Upanishad. So one gets inspired by hearing the guru vani. Then he examines the guru achar. What is his behavior? What is his realizations? Prabhav kaisahe. Realizations kaisahe. Kaise. Prabhav, konsa, kya prabhav. Realizations, enlightenment. Then we get more. Harikata, and faith. Then something comes called diksha. So guru on behalf of Vyasadeva, on behalf of Narada Muni, because the whole diksha process is described in Narada Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra. For the non-Brahmins, then the Narada Pancharatra is for Kshatriyas and everyone to take initiation. Otherwise, Brahmins have the Dusra Vichara. It's in the Janam Parivar. It's called Vaidic. There's Vaidic Diksha and Pancharatrika Diksha. So Brahmins come, Brahmins. They have Brahmins by Parivar. 10 years old, 11 years old, father gives Upanayanam. Upanayanam samskara. Genu. Upanayam, sacred thread. And he gives Brahm Gayatri. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svaha. Father, son. But what about Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Chandra, Lalagalag, any other one? Antyaja. etc. They come under the Narada Pancharatra, Pancharatrika system. Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Guru Mantra, all these mantras can give, be given as Kshatriyas, but Vedic Diksha, Pancharatrika Diksha. It's a difference. If you're born in a Brahmin family from birth, then you take Vedic Diksha. Borbhavasa, enough, bas. But to get prema, that then it must be mixed. Either you're coming in a Vaishnava Brahman parampara, and prema will be there. Many long detail. So we're following Pancharatrika system. So the question we're asking is, what does Guru give it as initiation, as diksha? This is what he's giving. He's giving initiation, receiving and giving this. He's singing the song of God. So then it's said that the nature of the jivatma is Satchit Ananda. Satchit Ananda. And we said earlier, Anuchit Vibhuchit. In very minute consciousness. I am aware, I am conscious, but I'm not aware of everything. I'm aware of a little bit. Me and my 5 feet. What's on the other side of that wall, I don't know. My consciousness doesn't go. But God's consciousness is going. Vibhu Chaitanya. So it says that Guru gives Diksha, he gives something called Bijam. We have one verse in our Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad. He says, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Brahmand. Brahmand means universe. Brahmand. Brahmanda Brahmate. Brahmande Brahmate. Brahmate. Brahmate is like Hindi. Wandering. He's wandering. The Jiva. We Jiva. Aham Jiva. Hum Brahmasmi, hum. May Jiva Hum. May Jiva Hum. Indian, under Antar Upadi, Upadi, Nitya Upadi Jiva. So the, we are Jivatma. So then, it's told there that the Jiva is wandering from universe to universe. Some people think, oh, hum, may Indian Hum. But next life? Because in our India, we have scriptures. We have Puran, Itihas. We have Samhitas, written by great rishis, or the Lord himself. One is called Bhrigu. Bhrigu Samhita. This is a Vedic Shastra. And in Bhrigu, Bhrigu Muni, he divided this Samhita into 4 branches with 4 sons. So 4 sons have 4 paramparas, and they have these records of different jivas, not all jivas. They have the records of 320,000 jivas. Each son got the history of 80,000 jivas. It's very inconceivable. And there's so many, I mean, human, jivas in human form. This is the history of Bhrigu. 80,000 each. So there's a lot of people on this planet, as you know. And how they get it and who gets the lucky number. That is not told. These are the basic descriptions. So the point is, we're discussing what Guru gives. So he gives a chance to hear the Tattva Siddhanta, the truth of God. So Diksha, he's wandering. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Bhagyavan. When a Jeev becomes fortunate, when a Jiva, American Jiva, if you want to say that, Russian, he becomes fortunate, he meets Guru. He accumulates Sukriti, Punya Sukriti, good merit, spiritual Sukriti. Then he gets an opportunity to meet Guru. Then Bhakti Lata Bija, the Guru gives the seed of Bhakti. Now there's something very important I'm going to say, which a lot of us, most all of us have received this, and we have a very brief understanding of the whole concept. And if one studies a little deeply, he'll come to some confusion. So I will present the confusion, and then I will try not to confuse you more by hopefully clarifying it. And it's clear in my mind, but whether I have the ability to clarify it, we'll pray to Prabhupada that we can. Because we are told, and our Shastras tell us, as I mentioned, it is the eternal nature, the inherent intrinsic nature of the jiva has the ability or potential to love God. I think everyone has heard this and agrees with this, that we have a nature, an eternal nature, Svabhav, Nitya Svabhav, Sat, Chit, Anand. You have heard these terms? The Jiva is Sat. Jiva is eternal, Sat. Chit means he's all-knowing, and he may become forgetful, but he has a chance to again become all-knowing. A man may be a genius IQ, 140, and he gets hit on the head with a board, and he becomes in amnesia. He forgets. That means he's not a genius anymore? He's a genius. He has lots of potential capacity. But due to some temporary disease, he got hit on the head. His hard drive is a little rattled up, and he can't even remember who he is or where he is. I think you are familiar with this. It's called forgetfulness, I think, amnesia. Is that right? So now by hypnotism and by medicine treatment, then he restores his... He removes that covering of his geniushood, that temporary disease, and then he again becomes the great scholar and inventor and scientist and recovers all his lost files and begins to function. Is this, you can understand, this is clear, it's not confusing? So now take the jiva. Every jiva is a genius. That's an interesting phrase. Every jiva is a genius. Genius means vidvan. Vidvan, Shastra Vidvan, Buddhiman, Subjiva Buddhiman hai. But some rogue, Buddhi rogue, disease, covering. Who am I? Who am I? Why am I? Where am I? Oh, who am I? I'm Indian. No, you're Jiva. Jiva? Jiva kya hai? Jiva? No, me Indian. My gotra, my parivar, my jati. No, okay, that's upadi, that's external, bahir, bahir svabhav. What about atma? So then that knowledge gets covered by illusion, the disease. Illusion's a disease, it's a covering. Remove that illusion, remove that disease, then the jiva finds its chit function. The jiva is eternal, I am eternal, everyone's eternal. And chit, sat chit, chit means I know God. I know my identity. We have a sambandha, Krishna-jiva-sambandha, relationship. I'm a person, God is a person. Relationship means persons. So that's sat-chit, the awareness, understanding, knowledge, knowing the real thing, not the temporary external knowledge. Paravidya. Then there comes the anand feature, the capacity, the inherent intrinsic capacity to be happy, to seek pleasure, to search for happiness. We find it in every animal, bird, etc. They have their daily fare, but if they find some other special food, they become excited. Ant will eat just dead ants and other things, but if they find some sugar, it starts dancing and eats the sugar. It's like a bottle of whiskey or something. I get so excited. So it's finding more happiness. There's happiness, they're seeking happiness in every species of life. They find happiness by eating, by sleeping, mating, defending. Ahara, nidra, maitun, bhayam. So this search for happiness, joy, satisfaction, peace, pleasure, bliss, whatever you want to call it, it basically means I'm looking for something. I'm looking for eternity. So I want to stay young forever because I'm looking for eternity, but I am eternal. I'm looking for knowledge, going to this university, that university, learning this, that, but I am knowledge. And I'm looking for bliss, and I'm searching for happiness and peace, but I am peace, bliss, and happiness, because I'm such an anand. You see? So this is me. I have bliss within me. I have the capacity to be happy and even to love God in a very minute way, but it's completely covered. So now we say, Anand within me. I'm such an Anand. And I have some ability to love God. Bhakti means love. Do you agree bhakti means love? Bhakti means love. Pyar, Preeti, Prem, love, Bhav, Bhakti. There are different stages and levels and meanings and depth and intensity. So I have bhakti to some covered way within me. But then it says, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Latavij. Guru gives me the seed of bhakti. How does he give me the seed of bhakti if I already have it? Have you ever asked this question? No. Well, it's a good question to ask. This verse says, at the time of Diksha, the Guru gives the seed of bhakti. Have you heard this? But I have it. Just like I'm a genius, I got hit on the head and I forgot. So if I get cured, then I remember. So I have bhakti, but it's covered by Maya. So now I forgot that I'm Krishna's servant. I should love him. So I'm trying to serve my senses and love myself. Yes? That means I forgot. I'm covered by forgetfulness. So the Guru doesn't give me bhakti. He just removes my disease. Like if I take away your disease, I didn't make you a genius. You already were a genius, right? So this is the question. So the answer is that Guru doesn't give the seed of bhakti at initiation. No, what it is that, so the Guru doesn't give you the seed of bhakti. He gives you four other seeds. The Guru gives four seeds at the time of initiation. What are the four seeds? If you want to call seeds, because the whole thing is analogy anyway. The verse is an analogy, and it goes on later about the bhakti lata. You've heard of bhakti lata, the creeper of devotion? It's not exactly a creeper. It's an analogy, comparison for understanding. There's a seed, then there's ankur, bijam and ankur, which is sprout, comes out, that's called sprout when it opens, and then has leaves, and then, you know, then it has its stem, and then flowers and fruits, and finally phal, mango. Mango, bijam, mango, phal. So bhakti bijam, bhakti phal, prema. That's the general understanding. Right? But the real point is that every jiva, he has a seed in his heart to love God as a mango, or to love God as an apple, or love God as a papaya. Usually people say mango, whatever. Because God wants some people to love him as his friends. Like, you only want friends, you don't want servants? Will you be happy with only friends? You don't take service from your friends. You want servants. And you'll be happy with only friends and no lovers? So the point is, we want servants, we want friends, we want lovers, which means wife, hopefully, that you're married. And like this. So this is dasya rati, dasya relationship, sakya rati, and madhur. Madhur means conjugal, husband and wife, or girlfriend, or Krishna and gopis. It's conjugal. Parakiya bhav, swakiya bhav. We like, God has to be less than us. God, you can only have servants. They all stand around chamaras. Oh, Bhagavan, psh, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. All day long, servants, millions and millions of jivas waving chamars. Oh, Vishnu. Hey, wait a minute. I have nobody to play chess with. I can't play. I can't wrestle. There's no friends. No. We're all jivas are das. Das, das. Vaikuntha das. Narayan das. Narayan das. Das, das, das. No. Some are friends. Subal, Sridham, Raktak, Patrak. Raktak, Patrak, sevas. They do seva in the house. Malish, kapra, cleaning clothes, bed making, everything. Raktak, Patrak. Then he has friends, Sridham, Subal, this is Krishna, Krishnaji, Gopal, Govinda. And Gobatta and Mandali Bhadra, so many that are there. And his brother, Barobai, Dalji, have friends. Then he has his lovers, because Krishna is God, so he has gopis. There's no vivaha, no marriage, it's somebody, dusra patni, dusra pati, dusra patni. Ramji, Sri Ramji, he took ek patni, brat. A Krishnaji, he took sub-patni-meri-meri. Sub-patni-meri. Apne-patni-meri-patni. All patnis, meri. All sub-gopiyan, sakyan. Oh, hey, come on, lao, rasalil, ow. Vamsi, playing Vamsi, Murli, then Murlidhar, acha, anand, nach, rasalila. But then Krishna said, I guess I should follow the line. And so we went to Dwarka, then Swakiyava, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Laga, and then queens, marriage, Vivaha. Interesting point. When Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, threw on the chariot, Rukmini Haran, famous Leela, Bhagavat, and took her from Kundina city, King Vaidarbha province, and took her to Dwarka. And it's on the chariot, and he grabbed her like this from the Chandrabhaga Durga temple during the ceremony, threw on the chariot, fought Shishapur, all these people fighting Balaram, the whole Yadava army, big fight. As soon as, and he put his arm around her and said, look, and he's shooting, she's driving the chariot, Rukmini. And Daruka's also there. She said, get out of the way. Because she's Mahishi, she's Raj. She's driving Kshatriya. So Daruka is a Sarati, Krishna Kasarati, Daruka. He's on the side. Oh, choop. Rukmini's like, and Krishna's in the back like this. Right? Danadar Krishna, Dwarkadish. And she's going like this, going, all right. My hero, you know. So much intimacy. And so much close. As soon as she arrived in Dwarka and she was accepted and everything, kidnapped, then Rukmini said, I will stay in a separate palace with your grandmother or your senior relatives. You find proper titi, you make all arrangements for vivaha and all yajna, puja, everything. Then we can get married. Until then, don't touch me, I don't want to see you. Because this is Patni Dharma, this is Swakya, so Rukmini. Although she was kidnapped, Rukmini Haran. As soon as she got to Dwarka, then Krishna said, oh, Ray, okay. So all this, Swaha, Swaha, and Ek Bar, Do Bar, Teen Bar, Sat Bar, Fera something. Sat Fera, then, you know, marriage hoga, Shadi hoga. So then Krishna had the Madhura Rasa and Swakya. So Krishna wants, so Jiva in his heart, he says, look, I want some servants. Listen, you know, Mahavishnu, I need a 10,000 servants. Okay, 10,000. And then 10,000, everyone, so every Jiva has some bijam to serve Krishna at different stahibhav. This is inside. It's his arrangement, it's what he wants, it makes sense. It's not just a bunch of amorphous Jivas floating around waiting to, you know, turn into mandris or something. Because Vishnu needs some servants. Krishna's the employment agent. He has to send workers to Vishnu Loka because Vishnu needs servants and friends. So that's me. I've got it. I've got a specific seed within me to love God, either Vishnu or Rama. That will be found out. But I don't know it. I have an anisha. I'm covered. So Guru, when he gives diksha, he gives mantra, but first he gives, before he gives the last seed is the actual diksha, he gives three other seeds. When one has Sukriti, Super Soul brings him to Guru. Then the first seed that he gets is, I don't know the Sanskrit or the English, but I mean Hindi, it's called the seed of inspiration. Inspiration. He meets the Guru, then the Guru inspires him. He says, he meets him and the Guru speaks to him. First seed is seed of inspiration. It's kind of, they all go together. I'm dividing it in one. It's almost like one seed in four parts. But because it happens in a time lapse. Because you meet the Guru, if you're fortunate, Bhagyavan, and so many reasons create that, well, we won't go into. Then he gives you the seed of inspiration, which means, how does he inspire you? How does anybody inspire you to do anything? Right? By their example, by their encouragement, by their speech, by their love. Their encouragement means their love. Their example means their behavior. They create in you determination and conviction by their words and the other two. So all these together create inspiration. He speaks. He speaks in general, compassionate way, then he speaks in a shastric way. He says, my dear friend, you're ruining your life, you're wasting your life. Jeev Jago, Uto. You'll die. You soon die. You're going to die, Marana Hoga. What are you doing? What about next life? No preparation. If you don't prepare yourself in this life, when you grow up, become flat. Nothing. No qualification, no education, no vocation. No education, no qualification. No qualification, no vocation. No vocation, no vacation. Seed of inspiration. That's the first seed. But to get that inspiration, then there has to be some harikata. And just loving talk. Sajatiya, snigda. Compassion, care, concern. wants to help, wants to guide. He goes out of his way. You come in, he sees you're totally shot, sick. Like a doctor may know all the symptoms. There's iridology. Someone knows iridology and face reading. You can tell 100 diseases by looking at your face. And he was educated. So you come in, he sees he's got this, he's got that. He already read everything. And he sits down. How are you? Fine. Okay, listen. Have a nice day. Bye. And the guy lets him go. He knows he's got 6 diseases, and one of them's going to kill him in a month. And he just lets him go. Because he doesn't care. Why should I waste my time? Right? He says, you know, wait a minute, Jack. Guess what? This and this and this, and take this medicine, get cured. That's compassion. So some devotees, they don't preach, but, you know, some do. They feel like... So by his Harikata, he creates that inspiration. His example is love, Sujatiya Snigda. So now that becomes 2 seeds. He gives the seed of inspiration and Harikata. It's kind of inseparable. But Harikata is a specific category of in devotional talks. Because someone may just say to you, it's a form of Harikata, I mean, it's all different levels. Because he's not specifically talking about Hari, but he's talking about you as a jiva, which is a particle of Hari, who's a condition. He says, listen, you're suffering, you're going to die, you should take up the Paramarthic Marg, or Bhakti Marg. Yama, Niyama. No whiskey, no piaj, laj, chordo. Maso, chordo. Muchly, chordo. Shudahar, shudvichar, achar, ahar, achar. Pure food, pure behavior. Just to make you happy, peaceful, do it. Okay. Do I have to? Gee. No, really, believe me. I did it. It's great. Or whatever. Or maybe you already were like that and you just know that's the way to go. Or it's God's will. So that's not exactly Harikata, but it's encouragement and it's something. It's quasi-spiritual. It's telling you to do something good. It's goodness. Goodness kata. Harikata means devotional talks. So the second seed that the guru gives is devotional talks, because Harikata moves you. It moves your consciousness. Compassionate talks, nice talks, they move your mind. Yeah, they start you thinking, yeah, he said some things, I should live sattvic life, I should give up onions and garlic, and yeah, whiskey and booze, even once on the weekend, not so good. Yeah, I kind of agree with him. So that's kind of a mental thing. But when he speaks Harikata, then it starts to rattle your soul. That's the song of God, and it starts to go deep like a bana, like an arrow. The second seed is the seed of Harikata. Then these 2 seeds together, inspiration, Harikata, they create the third seed, which is called Shraddha, faith. Of course, there's a bunch of faith that even got you there, that even took Guru's feet. It creates more faith. Faith in Bhakti Marg, faith in Guru, faith in Guru Sangha, faith in Sadhan, Bhakti Sadhana, and Prayojana, the Sadhana and Sadhya. Sadhana and Sadhya, the goal, destination, Paramgati. Yes, it sounds good, it makes sense. I feel I should do it. I should surrender, Samarpan. Surrender to God, I should serve, I should live a pure life, God-centered life. It's good for me, I'll be happy, and I believe it, I have to do it. And I have faith that if I give my life this way, that I won't lose. Look at him, look at all these people. It seems to work. I'll try it. Then and he tries it in his own way, practicing. So 3 seeds are given by Guru. Then finally he gives the last seed, that's called Diksha. Which is simply the 4th part of 1 seed or whatever. It's a continuum. It's like 1 long seed. And the 4th seed, what is the 4th seed that the Guru gives? It's called Krishna Seva Vasana. Krishna Seva Vasana. Bijam, if you want to say. See, it's just an analogy. But what he gives is these things he gives. He gives inspiration, whatever that word is. So inspiration, Harikata, Shraddha, then finally Diksha. Diksha means Guru gives, Guru Pradatta, Guru Dhero, Krishna Seva Vasana. Because for thousands, millions of lifetimes, we're traveling. Because you have this potential, Satchitanand. And if we follow any process of this material world, Gyan Marg, Karma Marg, Yoga Marg, it is all on this side, it is all in the Bhur Bhavak Swa. And the highest plane we can come, and Advaya and Gyan, or the Paramarthic Dharma of Yoga, Gyan, Karma, we can come to Brahma Sayujya Mukti, Kaivalya Mukti, Nirvakalp. we can come to this highest platform. It's called, you've heard of Brahman realization, yes? So this is a high, and that Brahman realization is called Brahmanand. Brahmanand is the happiness and bliss. So the jiva, without guru, without anything added to the jiva, transcendental adding, he can develop to the point of Brahmanand. That Anand, Satchit Anand in him, will become Brahmanand. Because bhakti is transcendental. Bhakti comes from outside this universe. It comes from guru or from Vaishnava. So what happens is, all these three seeds, prana, inspiration, harikatha, devotional talks, and then faith. Guru creates faith, vishwas, shraddha. Then these together, finally, then he gets Krishna Seva Vasana. Do you know what that is? Vasana means desire. Vasana. There's samskara and vasana. Samskara in the chitta. Chitta and then samskaras. From samskara comes vasana. From vasana comes kriya. Kriya means action, karma. And karma comes karma phal, papa phal, punya phal. Then it has four levels. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, bijam, kutam. So, he gives Krishna Seva Vasana, the seed. He creates by inspiration, by faith, by harikatha, because he is a bhakta. The guru gives, he ignites the seed of bhakti in your heart and takes that potential anand, that potential to love, because Brahmananda is a type of love. The jiva is loving the Brahman. The jiva that does not contact bhakti, any kind of gyan guru, yoga guru, his love is, Brahmananda is bliss. It's like, bliss. Brahmananda, sayujya. But guru will bring this bhakti, which comes from Vaikunth outside, because he's received it. And he has bhakti. He must be a genuine bhakta, realized. Then he speaks mantra, pancharatrika mantras, kam gayatri, gopal mantra, guru mantra gayatri. Laga Laga, Radha Mantra, so many Gayatris, we have Radha Mantra, Radha Gayatri, other Nityananda, etc. But and he speaks Maha Mantra because he has bhakti. Bhakti comes inside. And in that vibration, what enters your heart is Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna, which you never had. You could get it because you had that Anand, that Brahmanand can become Sevanand. That Sevananda can become Premanand. And then with Guru, and that Premanand, then you leave, you Golok Prapti, Prem Prapti, Prem Seva, Radha Prem Seva, Krishna Prem Seva, Golok Prapti, Bina Guru Kreep, Guna Kreep, Bina Bhakti. So Guru at the time of initiation, he ignites the seed of Bhakti within the heart to take it from Brahmanand to Premanand. By these four additions. So it's true, we say it's a seed, but it's a seed. This is basically, if you want to summarize it, sometimes it's said that the seed of bhakti is the seed of the desire to serve Krishna. Because until someone meets a bhakta, that thing will never come. Never come. Impossible for any jiva. Is this something clear to you? It's a beautiful acharya is explaining. I've been studying for some time this subject and writing about it and a new book, and it's beautiful, and there's so much more to it and answers so many questions. So this is the gift of Guru. So how much indebted? Because that's why you say Guru is God. Acharya, Krishna says in Uddhav Gita, Acharya Mam Vijanayan, Acharya Mam Vijanayan, Vijanayan, Vijani, not Jani, Vijani, Visheshjan. You should know very tightly understand, special knowledge, special understanding. Vijanayan, Acharya Mam, Acharya, the Acharya, Uddhava, Uddhav Mahashay, Acharya He. There's Dwadasa Mahajan, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Prahlado Janaka Bhishmo. Then Kumara Kapilo Manu, Balya Vayasakirvayam. In the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Yamaraj, Yamaraj Uvacha, he's telling the Yamaduts. He said there are Dwadasa Mahajans, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Mahajan, Acharya Mahajans, Paramarthik Mahajans, Dharmic Gurus, Adi Guru, Bhishma, Pitamaha, Mahabharatme, Bhishma Parva, Bhishma, Prahlad, Janak, Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, Kumaras, the four Kumaras in Kapila Muni, the Vaishnav Kapila, not the Gnostic. There's two Do Kapila. Vaishnav, Devahuti Kardam, Devahuti Kardam Kabacha, Kapila. So, and then he said, I am Bali Maharaj, Bali, King Bali, Bali Maharaj, Atmanavedanam, he is Mahajan. Then we have our Mahajan Acharya is Mahajan Parampara, Guru Parampara. Guru had bhakti, gave to disciple. Guru got bhakti. And if the Guru has to surrender, because he gets that Krishna Seva Vasana. And if he properly does Guru Seva, then he experiences bhakti. Bhakti enters his heart through Guru Seva. Bhakti enters the disciple's heart through Guru Seva. Krishna Seva Vasana, desire to serve Krishna begins with a desire to serve Guru. When Guru is pleased, then that Vasana for Guru Seva becomes Krishna Seva. That bhakti for Guru blossoms and transforms into Krishna Bhakti. Guru Bhakti, Guru Prem becomes Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem. No Guru Bhakti, that's why they say in Hindi, Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Keval means only. Without Guru Kripa. Oh Kripa Kuro, oh Kripa Kuro, Kripa Kuro, Kripa Dedo, Ashirvad Dedo. Serve. Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. Upadakshyanti Te Jnanam. Jnaninas Tatvid Darshanaha. Bina Seva, then Darshan Nehi. Krishna Darshan, impossible. Bina Guru Seva. Bina Guru Samarpan. But you say, oh, I can't serve this Guru, and then you don't have Guru. I can't surrender this Guru, then you don't have Guru. Guru has not created inspiration. He has not created faith. He's not given enough Harikata to create that desire to serve Guru. Has not entered your heart. Even you have so-called Diksha and this and that. So it's a very sacred thing. So Guru gives the greatest gift. You can get everything on your own except love of God.